KFYO News Talk 790. Good morning. It is 7:39. Collins and Mac. Temps, what'd you say, 73?
It is 74 right here.
Ooh, 74. Mm-hmm. Relative humidity getting up there. On the line this morning, we got Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Laura. How are
y'all?
Good
morning.
Laura's actually doing a pretty good job recovering. You know, she went and she had all the testing done yesterday. Well, more testing done. Did you have blood work?
They put me through the ringer yesterday.
Bone scan and
X-rays, blood work. Yeah, I went through the. I have to say a shout out quickly to Terry at the nuclear.
Nuclear medicine site, yeah,
for the bone scan.
Yeah.
She is an awesome person. We cried together and we prayed together. And
that's awesome.
And she did my bone scan, and I mean, she was wonderful.
And you know
Thank
what
you, Terry.
You know what I think is also awesome, man, that you took the time to give Laura a jingle and you know get message to her before her surgery and stuff like that. And I also think it's cool that you and the missus are going to be slinging a little hash for Laura this week.
Well, you know, we like Laura, and we've been praying for her, and she is superwoman. I mean, your recovery, Laura, has been remarkable, and we're certainly thankful for that. And it's good that hopefully all your markers, when you get the reports on those from your test yesterday, hopefully those all come back positive as well.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your prayers and offers to bring us food this week. That is so helpful because recovery, you know, as long as I have those pain meds, I'm doing okay.
I see Randy walking yeah. through your living room going, dinner is served.
Yeah, right.
All right, hey.
You guys have been great. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, man. Hey, Randy, this is something that I just, you know, I only want to be OCD if I choose to be.
What do you mean by OCD?
This is the Obamacare delay.
Oh.
OCD. There's an acronym for everything in Washington, right? What's going on there?
Yeah, well, and you heard OCD first here on KFYO. So,
sweet.
Exactly. Well, you know, what the president did a few weeks ago, if you remember, he said he was going to delay the implementation of the mandatory part for the employer. A lot of people questioned whether he had the authority to do that. So, one of the things we said, well, Mr. President, you know, maybe you've got a good idea here, and if it's good enough for employers, it ought to be good enough for individuals. And so last week we voted not only to extend the employer portion implementation, but the employee portion as well. Of course, our ultimate goal here, Tom, is for this never to be implemented and that we, you know, fully repeal Obamacare and come up with a common sense, way to provide health care for the country. One of the things that's kind of discouraging is I'm hearing over and over now from employers and individuals that their health care, they just got their quotes for next year, and they're going up dramatically. In fact, one of my constituents posted something on Facebook that kind of resonated with me, and it said, you know, instead of making health care mandatory, let's make it affordable. So those are kind of some of the things that we're working on right now, but obviously delaying the implementation and hopefully at some point in time, start over with a clean piece of paper here.
Yeah, I got a call from, and it been in a conversation with a friend, longtime friend and customer. It was like, man, what about all this Obamacare stuff? And it's just like they got their new employee package, and their stuff went up like 70%. Now, my brother-in-law went to work and got his new employee package, and they're forecasting his stuff up 85% over last year. That's just crazy.
It is, and what it's hurting, you know, families. I mean, you know, it's going to be a hurt their paychecks. But it's also, you know, hurting our job creation. And you'd be amazed at the number of businesses that I've talked to say, Randy, we could probably hire some more people. But right now, until we kind of get our handle on what's going to go on with Obamacare and how that's going to impact us, and we're not doing that. And we've been hearing people saying, you know, we're going to put people, start hiring part-time people rather than full-time people. So I think this is a serious issue, and it's really, I think, creating a lot of uncertainty all across the country.
People are bracing up all over the country for that right now. We'll be back with Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Good morning at 7:43. Good morning, 7:49. Tom Collins, Laura Mack, and Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Welcome back to the program, Randy.
Thank you very much.
Hey, we have a program, or I guess it's not a program, but it's Student Success Act, which is actually replacing the No Child Left Behind, or is it just a renaming with modification, or is it just we got to change the name just because now this is mine?
That's a good question. And the answer, fortunately, in this case, is this is a much better program. One of the things about No Child Left Behind that was passed, you know, I think in 2002, was it was very prescriptive about how states had to do testing and evaluation, and you know, if they didn't reach certain goals, they didn't get this money, and basically, it was took a lot of the power away from the school districts and in the states, and so the act that so No Child Left Behind is expired, and the act to replace it is called the Student Success Act. And it's basically getting the decision making back to where it belongs, and that is in the classrooms and at the school district and in the local levels and the state levels, and consolidated a lot of programs, took some of the red tape out of getting some of these funds to the school districts, and basically letting the school districts and the state design their own educational system rather than the federal government telling them how to do that. And so that bill passed last week, 221-207, and hopefully our colleagues in the Senate will you know, take that up and get that into law.
Are you looking for any opposition there, or is everybody pretty much on the same page here?
Well, you know, the fact that it only passed 221-207, I mean, there are some folks that, you know, still want the federal government to control everything, Tom, and that's unfortunate. You know, I think the problem with, particularly, and this is just a classic example, I think, when you leave all of the power in the government, so when you have a very federalized education system, it assumes that every child is the same, which means that every classroom is the same, which would mean that every school is the same, which would mean that every school district is the same. Well, you and I and Laura know that's not the case.
Boring.
So you have to let the school districts determine, you know, what are our kids need and what's best for our community, and instead of letting the federal government determine that.
Well, I just think that it's one of those debates that kind of belongs in the hands of the states. And I think too often now we're trying to overbear the states' rights. And I think in the Constitution of the United States, the way that I've always understood it is the government is only supposed to intervene when states overstep their bounds and eclipse the constitutional rights of the citizens.
Yeah, and I think the thing about it is, you know, why do we have school board elections? Well, we elect people that to oversee our educational system in our community and to make sure that, you know, that we're doing the very best job that we can. I don't think anybody is against accountability. You know, we have to make sure we measure the students' progress and hold the people that we entrust our kids with accountable, to make sure they're giving them a good education. But what I hear from teachers as I traveled all over the district is we're not teaching coursework anymore. We're teaching kids to pass tests because that's how we get our funding.
Right.
And we don't need that kind of educational system.
Yeah, that's kind of a dumbed down. We'll be back with Randy Neugebauer, 7:52. Good morning. Good morning. It is 7:57 with Collins and Mack. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we're going to have Carl Tepper in the house. He's actually in the house right now having a donut.
Enjoying a Krispy Kreme.
Anyway, Randy Neugebauer is with us this morning, and let's talk about the PATH Act. That's something that you're pretty passionate about.
It is, and we're going to start, you know, marking that bill up today, and in the committee that I sit on, and so it's basically a three-prong approach. Basically, you know, getting FHA back to its more traditional role, you know, winding down Freddie and Fannie so that American taxpayers don't have to bail them out again in the future. And number three, creating an opportunity for more private capital to come back into the housing market, you know, and I think will bring more competition. And ultimately, more competition will bring lower interest rates for the taxpayers. And so that's the reason we call this, you know, protecting American taxpayers and homeowners. We think this is good for homeowners, and we think it's certainly good for the taxpayers.
Yeah, it is. And hopefully that will be reworked, because a lot of that, the lending practices and the way that that happened was just not copacetic. It wasn't kosher. It's like putting bacon on a kosher hot dog. It's just not happening there. Hey, real quick, we just got about 45 seconds left, but go ahead and tell us where we're at on the farm bill and where's that set.
Yeah, well, you know, we passed that in the House and in the Senate, and we're waiting to see. I think leadership is trying to determine whether to go ahead and pass the food stamp portion and send them both bills over to the Senate, or if we just send the farm bill only over there. And I think there's some discussions going on between the House and the Senate on that. I don't think that that's going to, we only have this week and next week, Tom, before members go back to their congressional districts in August. I don't know that anything will happen between now and then, but I think probably it will be on the agenda. Hopefully get something worked out during the August work period, and then bring that, you know, back in September, and hopefully get that done and get it signed by the president.
All righty then, man. Keep an eyeball out on that one for us. And 7:59, thanks for being with us, sir.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Have a good day.